Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to be joined by race driver and business owner Bob Harris from Bob Harris Enterprises. We're also going to hear from Kelly Payton from Arrow Racing Wheels, Rob Cahill, president of the IMCA Old Timers Club, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Extreme!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Kevco drive shafts are 100% American-made in the USA with USA-sourced materials, using precision machine yokes offering more clearance and higher strength than any shaft on the market. All drive shafts are meticulously hand-built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline's Shaftmaster machine. Kevco drive shafts has the ability to build carbon fiber drive shafts loaded with Spicer 1310 solid body non-greasable U-joints for superior strength. Kevco also offers U-joints, U-bolts, slip yokes, and anything you need for your drive shaft. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
Ever dreamed of a replica of your race car? VT's 3D Prints are a local business designing and printing custom 3D mini replicas of race cars. This is a unique way for racers and race enthusiasts to showcase their favorite race cars. VT's 3D Prints also creates championship trophies and custom cars for banquets and special occasions. See VT's 3D Prints on Facebook or call Dylan at 605-261-0197. For a gift that they will never forget.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers from H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
For the past 54 years, the Miskin family has been making an impact on our planet. Hi, this is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. We started our business back in 1972. Can you imagine what our planet would look like today if we didn't choose to recycle? When you need quality used parts, engines, transmissions, or if you want to recycle an old vehicle or even a pile of scrap, contact us at Miskin Auto Parts, 507-684-2100. And now, even more than ever, recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Altenburg Construction, backed by over 30 years of experience, is well known for slat replacement. Altenburg Construction now offers the Slat Vision Inspection System to help their customers determine when they should plan for a capital cost. Altenburg Construction also added a new demolition shredder that can take care of any old structures or farm sites, making way for a fresh start. See AltenburgConstruction.com or call 888-435-2210.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, this region's premier VT race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the driver segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Bob Harris from Bob Harris Enterprises. And Bob, what drew you to racing in the first place? Was it the surroundings where you grew up, or did you meet someone?
Actually, I grew up on a farm up in northwest Iowa, and the highway that went by my place was on the way to Jackson, Minnesota. And that's back when they were actually modifieds, but that's when the sprint car world was a modified before it became an actual sprint car. And I just was intrigued by the looks of those cars and everything. And finally, I convinced my dad to take me to the races, and I've been involved ever since.
And you actually became a crew member in your mid-teens. What type of cars were you working on, and what tracks were those cars racing at?
Well, they were actually called Sportmans, and then they were called late models. I actually became a crew member for the late Bob Chirac, and I was a crew member for him for quite some time until 1978, and then I decided to try driving myself 78, 79, and 80 in the late model car.
When you jumped behind the wheel for those 3 years for your brief driving career, what do you remember about going out and racing yourself?
Well, it was a lot of fun. You know, I sometimes was more on the monetary end of things to the point where, you know, I figured it out that it didn't pay to win the heat race. So if you didn't do well in the heat race, you got towards the front of the B feature, and it paid $100 to win the B, and I was capable of winning the B usually, and then starting in the back, or, you know, starting in my starting position in the feature, and I could usually get somewhere between 7th and 10th. Well, 10th place paid $100, so that netted me $200 for the night to help pay for expenses, and I think at that point in time, 6th place paid $200. To finish 6th in the feature paid $200. So I got to run one more race and still made $200.
That's so interesting that you talk about calculating the amount of money and paying for your racing. Late model legend Kurt Hansen told me a story back in the 80s when he came up here for one of the very first Gopher 50s. And the cost of race cars really in that period changed. Him and Ed Sanger were buying cars and could literally pay for them in a couple of months with their winnings. And then all of a sudden, these big dollar small block racing engines were coming into play, and people were spending more money on an engine than those guys were making.
Oh, I can believe it. It kind of catapulted back then.
You actually started building cars with someone else. When did you get the idea of going out on your own and starting Bob Harris Racing Enterprises?
Well, when I was racing myself to also help fund my racing, I started doing interior work and body work. So, you know, people would bring their cars to me, and I would build the interior metal and then put a body on it for them and get it all ready for them. And so I was doing that part-time, and then it wasn't too long after that where we decided to build our own chassis and go from there.
In 1986, you built the first Harris Modified. All these years later, what do you remember about building that very first one?
Well, we were kind of talked into building a Modified by a couple guys. You know, at that point in time, the Modified wasn't really, in my opinion, all that appealing. They kind of looked like junkyard stuff. And our stuff that we were building was much nicer looking than that. And then, of course, that was the key, is building something that looked really nice, but still somewhat affordable. And that's kind of where our success came, because we kind of cleaned up the Modified look, and our stuff looked much more appealing.
Bob, I'm actually sitting here in the studio chuckling as you're talking, because I remember when those first Modifieds came out at Owatonna, and I thought, oh man, looks like you need a tetanus shot to get in that hunk of junk.
Yeah, there were some, you know, definitely homebrewed deals that, you know, which, I mean, I'm not saying it was a bad thing. It was a great place to start, and we were probably one of the first ones to actually build that thing for sale. Most everybody at that time was building their own.
At one time, you were building over 120 cars a year. Just having the materials to do that on hand would be an enormous undertaking. How many years did you build that many cars?
Oh, I would say probably at least 10. We were pretty busy for quite some time. I would say at least 10.
And how many employees did you have in the building to build that many cars?
Normally we had about 16 people, but my highest number was 21. But on a normal time, to do the 120, it was 16.
Coming from a racing background, the main philosophy at Bob Harris Enterprises is keeping your products affordable. These racers are working full-time jobs, supporting a family, and they love to race, and they want to be able to do it without busting the bank.
Well, that's the key, and you know, and it's getting much more difficult because, you know, of course, the cost of steel has been going up. I mean, all costs have been going up, and so it's getting a little bit tougher to build a budget-minded car. And then we're kind of maybe on the side where we put the best equipment on the car. We don't cheapen up everything to sell it cheaper, because I've found over the years that the guys would rather pay a little more up front and have something of value that has a good resale value, but also, you know, has good durability and has parts on it that will last.
And that means a lot when these guys go to upgrade a car and they put their old car up for sale. If it's a Harris car, it's going to sell better.
Well, you know, the resale value is better. I had one guy one time, he just couldn't understand how he could possibly afford one of our cars because they were just so expensive. And I kind of sat down with him and I said, I'll tell you what, give me a year, you record your winnings, and if your winnings didn't outdo what the difference was between the car you thought you could afford versus the car that you're going to buy, I'll pay you that difference back if that difference hasn't been made. Well, I ended up winning a national championship that time, and it was Bill Davis Sr. that ended up winning the national championship. And needless to say, they were more than happy with spending the money because they got so much more for their money than what they would have gotten.
And I had the chance to induct him into the Iowa Hall of Fame and Museum, and what a great driver he was.
Oh, yes. Yes, he was one of the superstars.
The Harris Clash, starting in 1992. When and how did the idea of a one-day special come about?
Well, it originally started where we had worked with like six racetracks, and you had to win a feature at one of those six racetracks to be able to be in the Harris Clash. And then we would hold it at one of the racetracks that was in the Clash. So that was Webster City or Hamilton County was the first one where we held it the first 2 years, and that worked out pretty well. Well, then we started moving it to different racetracks. In 94, we moved it to Boone. 95, we moved it to Shelby County Speedway. And what ended up happening was the local would tend to win the race. So we kind of started looking at a venue where a local guy didn't have an advantage because they didn't run there. And we kind of struck on Knoxville, and we worked with Knoxville and worked out a deal with them. And then we were at Knoxville for quite a few years, and it worked out really well. And it got to the point where once the crate engine became the thing of choice, Knoxville's racetrack's a little long and was a little harder on the engines and stuff like that. So then we wanted to move it to a shorter venue. And, of course, we moved it back to Hamilton County Speedway for 1 year. And then we ended up moving it to Deer Creek, which was a shorter racetrack with good racing. And Deer Creek, the IMCA modifieds didn't race there. They got a different sanctioning body.
The legends, or should I say Hall of Famers, that have won the Harris Clash and the ones that came oh so close. It's incredible when you think back on the 34-year history of that race?
Well, it is, you know, and we just finished up our 35th year, and Joel Rust ended up being a two-time winner. He was the first winner that ever won the race that got the Shock Trophy, and so now he has two of those. So we've got some two-time winners, but we don't have a three-time winner yet.
Bringing the Harris Clash back to Iowa for 2026 was a brilliant idea. The driver support and the sponsor support for that race is enormous.
Deer Creek's probably my favorite speedway. I mean, of the racetracks that I've been to, I just love that place. And the people and everything about it is class act. The problem is the fans don't support it because they're used to watching something different on a Saturday night. And so we lost fan support up there. And so we needed to move it back more in IMCA country. And then basically I picked Boone as a central location because it's pretty much in the center of Iowa. So it's easy for people to get to. And that worked out extremely well.
Adding the stock cars this year was also a bonus for the fans. They put on one heck of a show wherever we go. Will they continue to be a part of the Harris Clash?
At this point, we're probably not going to change anything. I think that they will. You know, the purse gets to be kind of a large purse for a one-day deal, and it's a little bit risky for the promoters when you have three classes that pay pretty good money. And so, you know, we're going to probably have to relook at that purse a little bit next year and see what we can do to kind of trim that maybe back a little bit. But other than that, no, it's all plans. I plan on all three classes.
The current Bob Harris Enterprises cars that you have out there racing are some of the best drivers out there. How important is the tech support behind what you sell and communicating with these drivers to help them make these cars even faster?
The value is unbelievable because they can call and ask a question, and it just helps them keep up with the trends. And, of course, we get the fortunate when we talk to so many people, we actually learn, too, by, oh, well, so-and-so tried this and he was pretty successful. And then we'll have somebody else that's not in their region try the same thing, and it kind of helps us for testing. But the tech support is huge. I mean, if you don't have tech support, you're just kind of out in left field.
Another area of expertise BHE has moved into is shock technology. Weight transfer and keeping those wheels on the ground are keys to moving to the front of the pack.
Well, and that's another advantage that we have by having the cars. All of us here know an awful lot about the race car themselves, and so it's easy to work with people with different shock combinations. But yeah, our shock business actually would be our strong number one business. Two full-time guys in there are busy every day, and the shock technology is just from 5 years ago, it's unbelievable what the technology has changed. And you just have to keep up on it, and that's one thing that we're able to do.
Speed Tips every Monday night with Bob and Chad on Facebook. You just shot episode number 153. How did that idea of tech videos come about?
Well, you know, we were in COVID. And, of course, people aren't doing anything. They're locked in their confinement area, you know, and they can't go out. And so Chad and I, one day we were talking about it. I said, you know, we needed to do like a tech support deal and just get people, I mean, the phones weren't ringing, and get people interested in racing again because the whole devastation of COVID was pretty devastating to a lot of people. And so we just decided to try it and see how it worked. And, well, like you said, episode 153.
Another real cool thing that you offer is during the off-season, you do a chassis school. This information is a huge benefit to both the drivers and their crew chiefs.
It really is. I mean, we spend 2 days and we go over the car top to bottom, front to back, right to left, and we just go through all of the setup things and setup information and explain. It's like if you buy a new TV and you know how it works, you're going to like it a lot better than if you buy that TV and you have to figure it all out on your own. It just eliminates or helps that learning curve. And it definitely, I mean, gets customers better. I mean, we've got a lot of customers that don't even buy from us but have went to the actual school and are winning races and say that's the best thing they've ever done. And it is. I mean, for 2 days, you get so much information. And we bring in guest speakers that add to it. And it's something that in the wintertime, it's a must-do.
This spring, I had the opportunity to visit with you at the Midwest Motorsports Expo. And the big news this year, the Midwest Motorsports Expo will be moving to Iowa in 2027, February 6th in Des Moines at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. And what a great venue to host and grow this show.
Well, I think it's definitely needed, you know. One thing about, you know, it's just back to Iowa. I mean, you know, you take a look at a map of the United States, and Iowa's kind of in the center. And the more you can get centrally located among a lot of different races, I mean, you know, we're 3 hours from Kansas City, we're 3 hours from Davenport, so it's not a long ways to come and go to that deal, and it's only a one-day deal, so you can get there and you can spend the day, and it's just wonderful. Plus, by moving it up a month, I think it's huge. The problem that we've run into with the March date is so many people have already raced, and they've got their stuff all done, and so the people that go to the show maybe aren't necessarily buyers. They're more people just kind of looking at stuff, and which is good because, you know, later on when they decide if they need something, you know, they might think of you or whatever. And that's kind of the way it's been for us with the shock business. You know, we don't actually do much business there, but it definitely follows through, and Des Moines will just be that much better.
In 2018, you were inducted into the Iowa Hall of Fame and Racing Museum with other legends, including Kurt Hansen and Ed Sanger. My friends Marty and Nancy Pringle have done a great job creating that museum down there in Algona, Iowa. What a career you've had so far, Bob.
It's been interesting. We've been doing it for quite some time, and I've been fortunate to be on the promoter side of it, the chassis builder side of it, the shock builder side of it. You know, I've been involved in pretty much all aspects of the sport, so I understand the sport pretty good, and I guess that's kind of what happens when you've been doing it for 50 years.
Bob Harris Enterprises is a family affair. It doesn't get much more locally owned and locally operated than BHE.
Yeah, my daughter's the office manager, and my son, he takes care of the shock department and actually oversees a lot of stuff in the shop. He's actually kind of the general manager here now. And so when we went to the Harris Clash, my other daughter and my nieces or granddaughters go along and they help sell T-shirts. And so, yeah, pretty much everything we do is a family affair.
What are your thoughts of the health of racing in Iowa and elsewhere in the United States?
Overall, I truly believe that the racing is good. There are some classes that the numbers are starting to get a little bit lower. But then there's other classes that the numbers are getting higher. Some guys are choosing to go from more of an advanced car down into something that's a little simpler and a little less work for them to maintain. And so I don't see a lot of people leaving, but I do see a lot of people changing classes. And so overall, I think the racing is excellent and going to stay that way.
How does a racer start their journey to becoming a Bob Harris Enterprises customer? And the big benefit to being one of your customers is being able to tap into those decades of racing knowledge.
Biggest thing is, you know, they just need to come and purchase a set of shocks or purchase a car or whatever, and then they're a customer of ours as long as they want to be a customer, and we'll help them in any way we can, anything to do with their car. I mean, if they've got a question, they can call us, and if we don't have an answer, we usually know somebody that would, so we can still get them the information that they need, and it's just kind of a one source does all, so to speak.
Bob, what are the best ways to contact BHE?
The best thing would be to do is just give us a call at 515-292-9200. You can email us. My personal email is bob@harrisclash@gmail.com. And we can get you set up or get you in touch with whoever you need to be speaking to here and get you all set up.
Bob, thank you for your knowledge and over 50 years of racing experience here on the Dirt Show. And thanks for being with us today.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for having me. It was a great time.
Anderson Enterprises have changed their name. Velocities in La Center is your racer-owned local provider of apparel and promotional products. Velocities German-engineered 10-color screen printing machine will make your shirts pop. This screen printer can pump out 300 shirts per hour while maintaining meticulous quality. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, wraps, and banners. Contact Velocities at 507-351-9244. Mention this Dirt Show ad and get 10% off your next order.
Bulldog Coatings. Let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts. We make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings. Let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Shevlin Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevlin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. 2, 4, and 6-yard dumpsters for those smaller jobs, or 10, 15, 20, and 30-yard dumpsters for those big jobs. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
The definition of a race, a competition between two vehicles to see which is the fastest from point A to point B. Do you need it to be the fastest in a quarter mile, hold together with a big shot of nitrous, or last for 30 laps on an oval? If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service. We've been building engines for winners for over 50 years. Stop by and see us in Rochester today at 2915 20th Street Southeast, or call us at 507-282-5586. We'll take care of the horsepower.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwine. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at local tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, along with many other tracks around southern Minnesota, North Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver in the most affordable class of dirt track racing in the country. Fans can follow the exciting 18-race Black Iron Manufacturing Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule by going to batwingchassis.com. Batwing Chassis, fast, affordable fun for everyone.
Race fans, while you're here in Knoxville, be sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. On race nights, we're open until the races are over, and you can find the latest sprint car apparel, books, and merchandise inside the museum store. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May 30th, for the 36th National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet right here in Knoxville. Tickets are on sale now in the museum store, and we'll see you at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Kelly Payton from Arrow Racing Wheels. And Kelly, let's talk about Iowa racing product manufacturers in the state of Iowa. Today's guest, for example, Bob Harris from Bob Harris Enterprises, Scott Braun from Performance Bodies, and yourself at Aero Racing Wheels. Iowa has so many great manufacturers and so much great racing history way back to 1907. It's just a melting pot for racing innovation.
It definitely is. I think when I first started working here at Aero, I think there was almost 65 racetracks in the state of Iowa. And that was a lot of racing in a small amount of area. I think that definitely paved the way for Iowa to be the heart of grassroots racing. And I think it's important to know that the manufacturers like myself, like Bob, the wholesalers like Performance Bodies and everything like that were the ones that support that heart of grassroots racing. So I think it's pretty easy for racers to go and race within a two-hour radius almost every day of the week in Iowa or the states that touch it as well. So having businesses like ourselves at their fingertips is important as well.
And you talk about Iowa racing. I mean, there are tracks literally everywhere. And for the most part, what I see are healthy crowds and great car counts virtually everywhere I go each week. And what that means for a manufacturer is the ideas that are generated in those race shops and out at the track where drivers or crew chiefs think, it would be so great if we just had this or if somebody could produce this. And Noah's ideas grow into business.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And I think you see it, and there's a lot of things that play into it. The tracks, at least locally for us, they're extremely good at bringing crowds in. They're extremely good at getting their shows done in a timely fashion, which is important, especially for those that are racing on a weeknight, because these racers and these fans have to get back to work the next day. And they're also really introducing a lot of variety of racing. Let's say the sport compacts, or they call them tuners, they call them four bangers, they call them a little bit of everything depending on where you go, or even we're seeing a little bit of the Crown Vics in our area as well. And those kind of introductory racing classes are important for companies like Aero Race Wheels because that allows us to extend our product line as new cars get introduced.
Let's start out with your product line from the bottom to the top. Longtime racer George Gillen received a set of Aero Racing Wheels this season. Those who know George know he is a down-to-earth guy who just plain loves to race. He wanted your original, basic gray, nothing flashy, because those who know George, they know he wants well-built products that are going to last, and he knows that your wheels will do that job, and that says a lot.
Yes, absolutely. So our product line is definitely diverse. We do wheels for circle track asphalt, pros, and super late models. We do, obviously, wheels for dirt modifieds and stock cars and sport mods, B mods, hobby stocks. A few years ago, we introduced a sport compact stock replacement wheel. We introduced that series initially as 14x6 and 14x7s in the 44 series, basically two bolt patterns, 4x100 and 5x100. Since then, we developed a 15-inch stock replacement, but we are currently working on expanding those two specific series to include more cars, as more cars are being involved in this type of racing. So we're expanding to two additional bolt patterns, 5x114.3 and 4x114.3. So those are going to cover the Mazdas, the Toyotas, the Fords, the Nissans, all the Honda cars that don't have four lug for that 5x114.3. And then for the 4x114.3, it's going to cover all those older Hondas. We are looking into possibly seeing if we have the tooling and the capacity to build some Crown Vic wheels. So yes, I would definitely say Aero covers all the bases when it comes to circle track racing.
In your business and in today's economy, you walk a thin line, well built but beautiful, all while trying to remain cost effective.
Absolutely. And there's only so much you can do to a steel race wheel, right? And to be honest, I think we are definitely in line when it comes to pricing. Obviously, the last 6 years have been a little bit volatile with COVID and everything like that. But I think we've come back around. We took a price decrease a couple years back and then a slight increase last year. And not necessarily because of the steel, but more so just for the rising costs everywhere else. Boxes, paint. We see a lot of paint surcharges and price increases weekly here. So try to do our part to keep racing affordable. Sometimes we're our own enemy when it comes to that because we always want to get better, do better, have the cutting edge and that sort of thing. So it's definitely a double-edged sword, but all of us here at Aero are doing our best to do our part in keeping costs under control.
You have also amassed an incredible dealer network, so rims are literally on your doorstep the next day or two.
Yes. So our distributor and dealer network has been our bread and butter since day one. I've actually just celebrated 24 years here at Aero, and I think that's probably one of the most things I'm proud of. We don't sell direct, and the reason why is we don't want to step on the toes of the guys that are doing their part to get our products on their shelves and getting our products to the racers probably a little quicker than what we can. People like Performance Bodies, same-day shipping, they move a ton of wheels out of there on a weekly basis, and we're proud of that. We're proud to source the wheels that they keep on the shelves. They also have a great dropship program, and when sales history allows, they bring more stuff on to the shelves. So I think between our smaller dealers and our bigger distributors, there's really no excuse for anybody saying they can't get an Aero wheel. Now, obviously, there's a little bit of exceptions here and there when it comes to all of our special colors and that sort of thing. But Performance Bodies is even stocking a lot of our special colors as well. So distributors and dealers are our bread and butter, and I'm proud to say that we'll continue that as long as we have to.
The Midwest Motorsports Expo is coming to Iowa February 6, 2027 at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. And I know you've been a part of that show for a few years and you are excited for that show to be in Iowa.
Rochester was fun. And I'm not saying that Des Moines is going to be more fun. I can't say one way or the other, but I think maybe we're going to get a little bit better of a crowd. We're going to get more foot traffic in central Iowa. Especially that time of year, it is about a month before another big show down there as well. So I try something different here and there. And I think no matter what, the show itself is going to be amazing. Kevco and Weirs do an amazing job on that show. At least for a manufacturer and a displayer, it's important for us to be there because they make it affordable, they make it fun, and they do their best to promote and get everybody as much foot traffic through the door. So now I just get to plan the welcoming supper the night before. So it was kind of easy the last couple of years because I knew where we were going to go, what we were going to order, and that sort of stuff. So with a new place, we'll figure it all out.
Kelly, how can they find out more about all the great products you build at Aero Racing Wheels?
Well, you can always find Aero Race Wheels on the web at aeroracewheels.com. We are on Facebook as well. I believe it's Aero Wheel 1, but if you search us, we'll pop up. We're definitely expanding our social media, so we're on Instagram as well, and hopefully soon TikTok and YouTube with some promotional videos, new products, and that sort of thing. So definitely keep an eye out, and if you ever need anything, you can certainly call here at 888-895-2376.
Kelly, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you, Clayne. Always a pleasure.
Hey, Dirt Show fans. This is Sierra Gannon, mortgage lender at Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota. And I've got to ask, is your race shop getting a little small? Is the house packed tighter than a tool cart on race night? Let's fix that. For a limited time, Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota is offering Dirt Show listeners $1,000 off closing costs on a home or cabin purchase. More space, less stress, local decisions made right here in southern Minnesota. Call me at 507-838-2299 or visit reliancebankmn.com today. Reliance Bank, banking you can count on.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Never know how.
The summer heat is relentless, and your vehicle's battery is taking the hit. Pop the hood and give it a check. If it's time for a replacement, now's the perfect time. Get a $25 prepaid card with the purchase of a AAA battery or a $20 prepaid card with the purchase of Napa Legend or Napa Legend Premium AGM battery. Send in the reinforcements because summer is fierce. Offers valid in participating stores through August 31st. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
It's Pete the Sauce Man here to remind you that no grilling season is complete without the award-winning line of sauces from Cookies. Our original flavor made us famous, but we've got a sauce for every palate, including sweet hickory, tangy mustard, western, and wings and things hot sauce. And don't forget about our sweet and savory Korean barbecue sauce. It's the one that puts the Asian twist on some of our favorites like chicken wings, pork, seafood, and more. So get out there and celebrate the season of the sauce, and remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your family-owned Husqvarna dealer, is the only preferred partner Husqvarna dealer in Minnesota and one of only 40 in the nation. Stop by Miner's in Blooming Prairie to check out the dependable Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. From trimmers and chainsaws to zero turns and tractor mowers, we've got what your yard needs. With over 20 years of product knowledge, we also service what we sell. That makes Miner's Outdoor your number one choice for lawn and garden.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Capabilities. Now that's a word you want to hear when it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, or ag electrician. Coles Electric offers pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. Coles Electric also provides 24-hour, 7 days a week emergency service. Because when you're down, it's costing you money. See the experts at ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
At Powerlift Doors, we understand the unique challenges of Minnesota farming. Hi, this is Callie at Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. That is why we've engineered the ultimate door solution for your large equipment. Our hydraulic doors open effortlessly with the push of a button, giving you more than just access. They give you a peace of mind. See powerliftdoors.com or call 507-374-9306.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by the president of the IMCA Old Timers Club, Rob Cahoe. And Rob, let's go back 2 years ago, the first time the Rice County Fair was going to race at the fair in over 30 years. It was a huge undertaking, but the club pulled it off, and it was a blast to see cars on that racetrack.
Yeah, it was very special. Kind of a long story because they wanted us to bring the cars back and just put on a little exhibition and race with them. And they go, well, why don't you just put in a couple laps and just show people? And that's not really racing. That's just showing the cars. I said, well, if you're going to do that, you got to put on a full show. And that's how we end up doing the whole show is we put a whole program together and we pulled it off with IMCA Alltimers did.
Now let's go to last year, year two of racing. And it was in the rain. Who knew you could race in the rain, but we actually got the full show in. And the drivers said the track was actually great as long as we kept the cars moving out there. They had a ton of grip, and it was a blast, but we were all soaking wet.
Oh, I know. I was lining up the cars and everything and talking to the drivers before they go out. And I said, you sure you guys want to do this? And they're all going, we're racing. I said, well, give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. He said, well, I'm giving you a thumbs up because we're all going racing. So let's go, boys. Let's go. Let's go have a good time. And they got out there and they just really just loved it. I mean, I had so many drivers come and say how much fun they had. And yeah, it was a little slick for our cars, but not that bad. And everybody had a great time. And the only problems I had was poor fans. But I had so many fans come up to me and said how much fun it was anyway. But we had to do all the scoring by hand and everything because nobody wanted the computers to get wet. So it was back to old school like it should be.
And speaking of old school, me and Kevin, doing the track announcing that night, had all of our notes and papers laying on the table in front of us that disintegrated into a puddle of paper pulp, and we had nothing to go by but our memories.
Good thing you guys got good memories. How's that? But it is tough. We feel bad for you guys and everybody else because we couldn't get the information quick enough to you guys. There was a lot of changes, a lot of things going on. But we pulled it off, and it was just a good time. Everybody enjoyed it, and everybody can't wait till again this year. And boy, it's going to be a big one this year again.
Yes, talking about this year, Wednesday night, July 22nd, the Rice County Fair B-Mod Special presented by the IMCA Oldtimers. B-Mods, Legends, Mini Sprints, Vintage Stock Cars, and Vintage Open Wheels. It's going to be a full show and some great classes.
Well, you're going to get your money's worth for sure. Anybody that came last year and watched the Mini Sprints, put on one heck of a show. I was so impressed. And that little quarter-mile flat track, it really puts on a good show. And now with Legends, too, wow. It's going to be a show to remember. And, boy, if you miss this one, you're going to miss the big one.
Rob, you feel the same way as I do. Those mini sprints last year stole the show. And then you add the Legends this year. That is literally the perfect size dirt track for Legend Racing, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, we did a lot of work this year, too, and we've been working on the track a lot this year. In fact, we're working on the track again tonight and this week, almost every night. We put new guardrails up down in the pit area, and we're painting the walls and putting even cables on 3 and 4, big cables and everything to protect the fans. So we're spending a lot of time and a lot of effort for the Rice County Fair.
We also want to thank Paul Gillen and Justice Brothers Gillen Enterprises as a sponsor again for year 3. And the interesting thing is I just put up a post on Facebook a few days ago about an indoor midget race back in the early 80s.
Well, I seen that.
In the Twin Cities, paying $6,000 total purse back then. And they have been sponsoring racing in this area for a long, long time. And Paul is a great guy, and he just has a blast there with the rest of us.
Yeah, you know, hats off to Glenn that really started the whole thing with Justice Brothers and Gillen. Glenn was really big in the sponsorship and keeping it going. And Paul has just stepped right up and followed in his footsteps and keeping it going. They spent so much time. And without them, we could not do this show. We really couldn't. It would be almost impossible for us to put the show without the support that the Gillen and Justice Brothers gives us.
One thing that really helps the club out at this event is pre-registration, because I know Jim does a great job back there at the pit entrance table. But if you pull up and say, hey, I'm already pre-registered, you're going to get right through the line and get in. And you can actually go to ricecountyfair.net/grandstand and register right now for Wednesday night.
Yeah, and everybody needs to, even all the way up to the IMCA guys need to too. You register, and the cost, I mean, it's minimum is $60 per car, but that's for the driver and one crew member. So really, you're not even paying what pit passes are normally for races for two guys to run. So you're really not costing you any more. It helps. We get your sponsors and everything tied in. We make sure we get all that. That's really important that we get your sponsors. So you have something to talk about, too, for them. Helping us is having their names and everything and their sponsorship. That's what really helps.
Wednesday night, July 22nd, pit gates open at noon, racing at 6 p.m. Come out and enjoy the fair during the day and head into the grandstand at 6 p.m. for a great night of racing. Right, Rob?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you wait till you see who's going to be racing in our vintage class. We've got some top guys. We're even hearing some rumors, but we haven't heard that for sure. But even Mark Noble might end up being there. There's kind of rumors. And then Johnny Parsons is going to be out trying to defend his winnings from last year. Let's see, Dave Zert is actually driving my 88 car during it. So we got some top-notch guys running in the IMCA vintage open wheel.
Rob, it's going to be a great night at the Rice County Fair Wednesday night, July 22nd. Can't wait, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
You bet. Don't miss out. This one's going to be a big one. So come and enjoy it, have fun, and come see us afterwards, and make sure the kids get trophies and stuff if they come. Getting some trophies out to some kids. So hopefully you're one of the lucky ones and pick up a trophy and take home with you.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force load machines and develop the Ultra Force suspension software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com.
follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable, custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Midwest Collision. Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault. Bob and his staff of experienced painters and body men have over 40 years of experience. Midwest Collision's paint matching capabilities and perfectly aligned body panels will make you forget an accident even happened. Call 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we mend them.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies, Barbecue Sauces, and Seasonings. And as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man, giving us great recipes for the campground or tailgating at the races that you can't possibly screw up. And Speed, I spotted this Asian bacon meatloaf roll, and it looks delicious.
Oh, not only looks delicious, Clayne, it is delicious. Kind of funny. I like to have a few leftovers, and I'll just slice it off and throw it in a pan and just fry it a little bit on both sides and throw it like on a hamburger bun and have me a meatloaf sandwich. It's really good, and it's really easy to do. What you need for ingredients is a couple pounds of bacon. I like to use a thick cut for it myself, and if you can't find it, you can use the thin, but the thick cut works a lot better. And of course, some cookies flavor enhancer, a couple pounds of 85% ground beef, the 85-15. To me, the 93 is just too lean. I think the 85-15, you get a lot of good flavor out of that, and that's the reason I kind of enjoy that. Then you need a cup of shredded cheddar cheese, and then two green onions sliced up right now coming out of the garden. Boy, they're mighty tasty. And then you need some cookies, Korean stir-fry sauce. You can do this in your oven, but it works best in a smoker. And if you're going to do it in a smoker, you want to have your smoker around 250 degrees. And then take about 16 slices of the bacon and make a bacon weave where you just cross it. It makes you a nice little bed there, and season it lightly with cookies flavor enhancer, throw it on your smoker, and then take a couple pounds of the ground beef, put a couple teaspoons of flavor enhancer in with it, and about a cup of Korean sauce, mix that all in with it, and pat it out on top of that bacon weave, and then chop up a couple of those green onions and the shredded cheese, put that on top of the ground beef mixture, and then roll that up, that bacon weave, just roll that up around the hamburger, put a seam side down in your smoker or in an oven, but it works best seam side down on a piece of foil in your smoker and cook it for about, oh, an hour and a half, and then brush it with additional Korean sauce while it's cooking. And you want to get the meat up to where it gets around 160 degrees internal temp. Remove it from the smoker and then let it rest for, oh, 15, 20 minutes, and then slice it and just serve it on a sandwich or just on a nice plate with some good mashed potatoes, or I love some good fried potatoes fried in bacon grease, and makes it mighty tasty. So again, this recipe, just go to cookiesbbq.com where it says recipes, click on that, and then ingredient, just type Asian bacon meatloaf recipe. It'll pop up, and there'll be all the instructions right there, and it'll turn the average cook into a renowned chef overnight. So just grab the recipe, print it off, tuck it under your pillow, sleep on it, absorb all that into your brain overnight, and make it the next day. So anyway, remember, smart cookies use cookies, and have a great day.
Come on, kids. Let's go outside to play. Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
We've got another action-packed season for you here in Fairmont. Make sure to like and share our Facebook page, Fairmont Raceway, and visit our website, fmtraceway.com, for the full season lineup. New in 2026, is our youth four-wheeler giveaway and our FMT 4.6 liter rent a race car program. That's right, we have two race cars for rent, and every time you bring your kids to the racetrack, they get a free raffle ticket into winning themselves a four-wheeler at the end of the season. We hope to see all of you at the Fairmont Raceway for the 2026 season.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made, Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good, and it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.